Hi, my name is Claire. I am 14 years old. Today's date is June 8th, and I'm speaking with
Christiane Borges,
who is my very good friend. We are recording this interview in San Francisco, California. Christiane, where did you immigrate from?
I immigrated from Brazil, Claire.
Where in Brazil did you immigrate from?
It's called Minas Gerais. It's a state that borders São Paulo to the north.
How long did you live there?
I left my country when I was 20 years old.
What was home like?
So I grew up in a very small town. It was simple, but a happy life. Almost everyone in my neighborhood was very poor. There were very good public schools, and playing outside and biking on the street with friends was not only super fun, but it was also safe, which is very different from now, because Brazil now is considered one of the most dangerous countries in the world. Definitely the best part of living there was also being so close to nature. We had beautiful forests, a clean river crossing our town, tons of wild animals and birds everywhere. We could pick fresh fruit from trees right outside our home. Having lots of relatives around was also very good, whereas here you don't have that. I don't have that. So there was always an aunt or an uncle or a cousin visiting. Our house was never empty.
That's nice. Why did you decide to move?
Claire, I always wanted to learn English and also see the world and meet different people. I don't think at first I thought I was going to move here for the rest of my life. I had some cousins living here, and when the invitation came to live here with them, I had no doubt it was the right time and the right place to go to give it a try. So mainly, it was an adventurous move at first, not like many people that I know that have to leave their country without a choice. But again, in the back of my mind, I knew it had a little possibility that I would never return to my home country.
What were some of the traditions that you enjoyed celebrating back home?
So family traditions, not much of a family tradition, but more of a country tradition that we celebrate with our families, is the June festivities in Brazil. And since June just started here, I thought about that, and I'd like to explain a little bit about it to you. As you know, Brazil was colonized by the Portuguese, so they brought this tradition to us. And it's a religious party where we celebrate St. John, St. Peter, and St. Anthony. We also celebrate the rural life, and it's a simplicity. So what we do, we dress like caipiras, which are people who live in farms, like in checkered dresses or shirts and straw hats. And the makeup is really like funky, not very, it's very simple done. And then there is a band, and we dance the quadrilha, which is a square dance like. There's a lot of food, and the food is also very traditional to that party. We only eat that food during that time of the year. And there are fun games like that we play that's really fun. Like people, not only children, but grown-ups also look forward to the games and the dance. So, but if you think about a specific family tradition, I think Christmas Eve dinner would be the most important for Brazilians. Is a little bit like your Thanksgiving, when the family, you know, that live far away come and join you for dinner and celebrations. So that is also a big thing for us.
Were you very religious growing up?
I was very religious growing up because my grandparents were Italian, and so they brought us a lot of Catholicism to us, and going to church every week and, you know, doing all of that was in my family.
Who did you move with?
I moved here with my sister, who is 18 months older than me. She also wanted to experience the world like me and was adventurous, and so we did come together.
Is your sister still here?
Yeah, she's still here.
Are you guys still really close?
We're really still really close.
How did you feel about the decision to move here?
At the time when I made the decision, I was young and I was so excited about the move and the new life I was going to have that I didn't realize the challenges that were coming my way. I never felt it was not the right decision, and I never felt that it was too difficult. But because this decision was made so by me, I was the one deciding it. It feels right and good. It felt right and good at the time. I don't think I would have done any other way. But definitely it is not an easy decision to make, especially because it impacts other people. Thinking about it right now, looking back, it does impact your parents, impact your closer friends, and mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. What was the hardest thing that you left behind?
To me, I think the hardest thing that I left behind was my family. Not being able to be around the birth of my niece and nephew, or to see when they first started walking. Little things like that don't seem very important, but they do weigh on you a little bit after years and, looking back. In one's life. Even now, so many years later, it is still very hard not to be able to be around my parents. They're growing so old and I don't know how long they're going to be around, and being far away is very hard.
What were your first impressions of America?
My first impression, to start with, it was the airport. I mean, I still remember looking out the plane's window and seeing so many jets lined up. I thought, wow. So from that moment on, abundance was the word. What were you saying?
Sorry, that was the dog. What were you saying about your first impressions of America?
Well, as I was saying, and I will repeat, I think my first impression to start with was the airport. I still remember looking out the plane's window and seeing so many jets lined up. I thought, wow. So from that moment on, I think abundance was the word that was always around. Everything was so big. There were so many cars, so many people, and yet everything was so organized and clean. It took me a good month to stop staring at the supermarket shelves with so many options. And also how affordable everything was. In Brazil, goods are so expensive. That really made an impression on me. And I think that's the first lesson, how well the country is economically and how successful people are. So it is a big impression. I don't think it was only on me, but any people that come from another country.
What surprised you the most about the U.S.?
I think the most surprising thing I observed here was how kids my age were independent. I was still living with my parents at age of 20 and have never worked. So I get here and I meet a lot of people, and most of them were also, of course, my age, and some even younger, and they already had jobs and they lived with roommates, they paid rent. It was jaw-dropping and also very important to me. I think for me it was the first cultural shock I had.
And what was the most difficult thing about living in the U.S.?
It was at that time, and still is, difficult for me to understand the way most American people deal with family. In my culture, in my country, are very family-oriented, and they're a little bit more practical about leaving their family in hospitals to die on their own, or being old and not having family around, and that for me it's difficult to understand. We like to stay together with our families all the time.
Mm-hmm. What was the most exciting thing about living in the U.S.?
The most exciting thing to me was able to visit museums, to go to concerts. I think the cultural life was and still is so much more available than the one I had back in Brazil. Even in big cities in Brazil, this kind of things are not available for everyone. And San Francisco especially makes it so much more exciting because it's so culturally rich and the diversity of people that is so incredible. Everywhere you go, you can interact with people from somewhere in the world and can watch a show or a concert from another country. So to me, that is the most exciting thing.
How did relationships change with people back home once you moved?
I think in regards to my family, I would say that our relationship became stronger, and maybe that is because we learned not to take each other for granted. So every time we talk, we are honest and true to our feelings because we don't have that much time. And so I think the distance works in our benefit. Because we have limited time together, it has to be with a lot of quality. As for friends, that has changed to the other direction because then we don't have much in common. So as I still have friends that I grew up with and, you know, I'm in contact with them, or friends that I went to school with, but I don't feel like we have a lot in common as I moved on to a very rich, culturally rich place where I learned so much, and they stayed local and didn't go, you know, see much, do much. So we don't have much to talk, or we don't have the same desire of doing things together anymore. When I go back, I often see my friends, but it's not that great of friendship. I think most of my friends are here now.
Do you still celebrate the traditions that you celebrated back home?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have the party. So every year there is a quadrilha at the Brazilian church in San Francisco. The Brazilian community wants to make sure that the tradition is kept, and so members of the church cook authentic food, and everyone dresses as caipiras, and which is like the rural people. And there is a band, and of course I dance, and we play the games, and it is really a lot of fun. I think what is important is that people pass on the tradition to the children that are born here to Brazilian parents. And so they know all about it and also learn to have fun the way we did.
What American tendencies have you adopted?
I don't know if it is a tendency, but Brazilians in general don't respect time. So let's say you invite someone to a party at 8 o'clock, and you better expect them to arrive at 10, like, because they will never come at 8. So it is very cultural, and no one gets offended or upset. So when I got here, I learned that that is not okay. And so I changed and, accepted that as a great thing. But again, when I go back to Brazil and I have to be late. Otherwise, I would just be an annoyance and, or an inconvenience to my hosts, because if I get to a dinner on time, my host may well not be there and be still at the market shopping for the food to cook for me. So that's, one thing that I learned here. I adopted it here, but cannot be used there.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe your experience in America?
I think I'm lucky. I have had so many great experiences in this country. I cannot have chosen a better place for me to live. I think the opportunity to work with Americans was the best experience and what definitely made me stay so long. They have been so generous and so friendly and open-minded. They took me inside their homes, they're in their lives, and made me part of it. I'm very grateful that they're such great people, and I think that was the best experience I had, as being able to work with Americans.
Are you happier now that you're in the U.S., or do you think you would be happier in Brazil, or do you think you're just as happy?
I learned to come to terms with that question. Everyone seems to want to debate that and ask that, especially when I'm back there visiting. You know, people ask me, are you happy in the U.S.? I'm actually happy in both places, and they are totally different in their own way, and they're great in their own way. And I'm also very grateful that I can go back and visit as often as I want, because I know a lot of people do not have that choice. But going back to your question, this is a great country, and I always, from day one, felt very welcomed here. I achieved great things here, and most of all made this country my home. So in my case, because I do not have to choose, I don't want to choose. I am as happy here as I am happy there.
It's a good answer.
Isn't it?
How do you feel about the current immigration issues America is facing?
I feel like the current government has been very harsh with immigrants. He seems to treat us as the culprits of all the problems in the country, forgetting that America is basically all made up in immigrants, and that labor for simple jobs are mostly done by immigrants. Not only simple jobs, but big jobs as well. But the point is, who picks the fruit and the produce, who makes the beds in the hotel rooms, and who washes the dishes at the restaurants? Those are undeniably underpaid jobs. And they are mostly done by immigrants from Central America and South America and you know, Mexico. I think there is a fine line to cross when one points the finger at the immigrants, saying that they are causing all the problems. And the other thing is that I feel like it, why not look at your own roots? Where do you come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government, where, you know, where, is he not an immigrant?
Mm-hmm.
America is made out of, you know, mostly out of immigrants. So I think that's my main point.
Uh-huh.
Look at your roots.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to somebody thinking of coming to the U.S.?
I think I would totally encourage them to come no matter what, and just tell them this is a great country with lots of opportunities and great people, and don't be scared of coming. Don't be thinking that the immigration issues will keep you from finding your own space.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity is what makes this country great. So please come and be one more. Be part of it.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, what do you think is important for American citizens to understand about the immigration experience?
In my opinion, Americans should understand that immigration does have issues, but it's also no choice for many people. Some people have to escape or look for a better life for themselves and their families. For others like me, it is just a dream that I had. I wasn't forced. I didn't have to leave. I wanted to leave. I wanted to see the world. And this was the door that opened to me. And I do not regret it. And I was very welcomed. There shouldn't be walls. We should be able to come and go as we please in this planet. Or as we need to. Immigration does not hurt the economy. I have an American friend who also immigrated, but he did the opposite way as I did. He went to Brazil. And he's so happy there, and you'd think that he is Brazilian. He actually says that he should have been born there. So it's not about just the money and the jobs. It's about how one feel about where he was born, he or she was born. It's about a dream to pursue. So immigration should not be an issue, but a solution.
Right. That was amazing. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Welcome, Claire.